T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll do our big welcome back to Solana with just me and Jimmy. Solana, welcome back. Now, you look a little bit different to me.
Do I?
Than when I saw you last week.
Do
when
I?
When we all departed. Yeah, you have a little bass in your voice.
Yeah.
A little more facial hair.
Uh-huh.
You have a look on your face. You're practically glowing. Are you pregnant?
Did you get a new haircut?
I don't know what it is, Jimmy. There's something about him. No, we mentioned this yesterday. I know Appel mentioned it when he filled in for us Monday, Tuesday, and I believe Dono did on Wednesday. And Crowder and I talked about it yesterday. Alejandro Solana went off to Italy with his lovely girlfriend, Valentina, and he returned with a lovely fiance named Valentina.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. This is very exciting. Obviously, people who listen to the radio show, it becomes an extended family. You know this when you get recognized when you're out and about. I know it as well. People, this is part of their extended family. And so we all kind of had a heads up that you had something special planned in Italy. And so tell us a little bit of what happened. Do you have a ring on? Do you have an engagement ring? I'm so far removed from it. The guy only gets the ring at the wedding.
Yeah, I think so. I truthfully. I don't know. I don't really know how this works.
Now that I say that, that makes sense. There's no such thing as an engagement ring for the guy. I don't think. You'll get some. I don't even wear mine anymore, but you'll get something for the wedding. I put on so much weight during COVID. I had to go to International Jewelers Exchange to get my ring expanded because my fingers got fat.
Yeah, you got those sausage fingers, huh?
Yeah, I had sausage fingers. Uh-huh. I had ham hands coming out of COVID. I should have put that in my commercials for them. Hey, are you suffering from the sausage fingers?
Old prosciutto hands over there. Can't put on his ring.
So tell us a little bit what happened. Now, how long have you been dating Valentina? We love her. Crowder and I were talking about this yesterday. We absolutely loved her. In fact, yesterday we played the segment where you saved her on I-95, and then she came back here and we grilled her.
Yeah.
We wanted to play it yesterday before you got back.
Right. I got a lot of DMs and some tweets about it as well. And, you know, I got to be honest, I'm on the plane and we land at around 6:30 for our layover in Philadelphia. And I turn on my phone and I'm inundated with DMs. I guess people listening to it weren't aware. Some people weren't aware that this was happening as a replay.
So they thought it was happening right then.
Right. And my first thought was, I'm just pissed because Hawk's been off for a week. I'm sure he has a ton of New York content. Crowder's been off for pretty much the entire week as well. The sports world is happening again. And these mother bleepers decide to play that segment yesterday.
So I'll tell you what the thought process was. My right hand to God. I wanted to give everybody, because I said, listen, Solana's going to be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about his engagement. I said, but I want to give you a little glimpse into why she fell for him. And I said, you know, this segment, as far as I know, happened once on the air and you played it one time since in a best of.
Yeah.
So most people probably have never heard this, but I said this is the only audio we have really of Valentina and Solana together. And because I knew today was going to be a big day announcing your engagement, I wanted people to get a little background on you and you being a manly man who can save their woman at the side of the road on I-95, even if you're just opening the hood and staring at it, kind of like Clark Griswold, announcing something about the Fetzer valve and then moving on with your life. Yeah. And then missing part of the show because you guys decided to go to Pollo Tropical rather than hustle back. So, that was the logic behind playing it yesterday. I didn't want to play it today, wanted to play it yesterday.
It was Miami Subs and that Philly cheesesteak at Miami Subs. So worth it, brother. It really was just so damn good. Had a Philly cheesesteak in Philly yesterday at the airport, the same one Crowder goes to. I found the guys that were missing teeth and I ordered a Philly cheese.
That's a good call right there.
Yeah, first meal back in the
States.
That's a
rough flight, though, after you have a Philly cheesesteak, then to fly.
Listen, the people boarding that flight from Philly to Miami, there's some other things to worry about on that flight.
A whole other story. Anyway, we do have stuff to get to. Mike Cuno's going to join us. Crowder will check in a little while as well. And I have stuff, obviously we haven't been together in a while and there is sports going on. The Heat open their second half of the season, even though it's not really technically the second half, but it's post All-Star break, tonight, but give me a little quick, recap. You go to Italy, you obviously had the ring and you had in advance planned for a photographer to be at a certain locale.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell Valentina. She thought she was going on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell everybody what happened.
So my plan was to make her sweat it out a bit. We've been on some vacations. We've been dating 6 years.
She's been thinking this has been coming for 3 years.
For sure. She's three. I remember one of our first fights after a couple months of dating where I jokingly hammered was like, 10 years. You know, in 10 years we'll talk about it. And she did not think it was funny. But for the past couple years, every vacation we go on, she lies and says she wasn't expecting it. But I know, you know, you just know, right, Hawk? You just know. We've been living together.
How long have you guys been dating?
Over 6 years.
You knew each other in high school.
We knew each other in high school. Stopped talking to each other for a couple years after high school and then reconnected 6 years ago. And we've been dating since. And we've been living together now for 2.5, 3 years. So it's like we're married already. You know what I mean? These damn societal norms with the stupid ring and all that. But whatever. You know, I was very happy to do it. But, Hawk, we got there on Friday. We left Thursday from Miami last week. We got there on Friday. I could have proposed Friday. I could have proposed Saturday. But my thought process was then, like, she's expecting it those first 2 days, right? If I was going to do it, I'm going to do it Friday or Saturday. Why would I make her sweat it out?
A big week in Italy,
yeah. But I've always got a little bit up my sleeve, my bag of bits. I make her sweat it out 2 days.
But like, do you do anything? Say your first dinner, you know? Do you do anything that might lead her to believe,
like the tie my shoe?
You're about to pop the question, right? Where you tie your shoe, or you fumble in your pocket, but then you pull out, you know, your passport. Oh, I forgot to put this in the safe. Like,
oh yeah, I was in my bag all weekend. But how about this? How about this? Take her to the top of Il Duomo. So it's a lookout point in the heart of Florence. It's one of the largest domes, unsupported domes built in the world. Built by Brunelleschi. I'm filled with Florence facts, by the way. I mean, you want to talk?
That's your home away from home at this point.
Yeah, you want to talk? Talk to me about, you know, the Renaissance era. I'm your guy. I know more about the damn Medici family than anybody in a history class. Anyways, so I take her up to the top of Il Duomo. It's this beautiful lookout point. You have to climb 470 something steps to get there. That would be the place to get proposed to, right, Hawk? I mean.
Sure.
So we do the tour, we go up top, we're taking pictures, and the tour guide, our entire tour leaves, and we just happen to be up there. She 100% thought I was going to get down on one knee because we were now up there pretty much by ourselves.
Right.
But I don't do it. And then that night, we had dinner reservations at a beautiful restaurant. were hitting rooftop bars. Like, there were so many opportunities for me to pop the question, and I didn't do it. But my plan was Sunday morning, hey, we have a winery tour. We have to meet at the Piazza Michelangelo. So it's Michelangelo Plaza, and it overlooks the entire city. I kept telling her, like, hey, make sure you wear something nice. This winery's kind of upscale. Make sure you wear something nice. So I kind of gave it away with that, I think. I told her, like, take a nice outfit. This is one of those really nice wineries. We have to dress up. And then I kept asking her, like, hey, do you think I look good in this outfit? And she kind of had an idea, I think, going into it. We get to the plaza 7:30 in the morning to beat the tourism rush. There's not a single soul at that plaza. And we're supposed to be meeting up with a tour here, and there's not a single soul. The only person at the plaza is a guy with a $300,000 camera. And, Hawk, I'm so nervous, man. I didn't sleep the first two nights. I didn't sleep. I'm tossing and turning.
I remember. It's a big question.
But I was so comfortable on going on the trip, buying the ring. Like, I don't get nervous. I know I want to marry her. I truly, like, I love her. I knew this was my plan for a couple years now. I'm going to do it in Italy. It's going to be beautiful on this plaza. Like, I've had this plan forever. Brother, I could not sleep for two nights. And
Your stomach is in knots, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. And it wasn't the Aperol Spritz or the prosciutto. Trust me. It was just straight up nerves, man. So I didn't sleep the first night we got there after traveling and missing a night. So I couldn't sleep. The next night, I couldn't sleep either. We wake up. She knows I haven't slept all night. We get to this damn plaza at 7:30 in the morning. It's freezing. I'm shaking, and the only other person on top of this plaza is a photographer who's pretending not to notice us, but I'm so nervous, I say good morning to the guy.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
I say good morning in English, not even in Italian. I didn't say, you know, buongiorno. I didn't say ciao. I said good morning, and now she knows, you know? So then I go, hey, I booked the wrong tour. I booked the wrong tour. No, I booked it for next month on the 18th, not today. And she's like, are you effing kidding me? So I'm like, well, let me make it up to you. What have I proposed to you here? And then I got down on one knee, and then
very nice.
It was romantic. I pulled it off. I don't know how, but it was
very
it was
nice.
Cool.
I saw the pictures. If you don't follow Solana on social media, Alex M. Solana Instagram, you can see the pictures. They both of you guys look really great. The setting is wonderful. It makes me, when I play this video for Lori, she will be upset because I've shared before our wedding, my proposal. I had the ring. It was in my pocket. We went on a cruise, and it was before, you know, streaming and widely available internet. And the Bears were playing. The cruise left on a Monday, and the Bears were playing that Monday night. And that was a big deal to be able to watch the Bears on Monday night. And the cruise ship had like a 14-inch TV at a bar that actually had the And so I made her sit at the bar, watch the game. Halftime rolled around. I walked over to the deck. She followed me. I gave her the ring.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, I got to go watch the second half. And there were no pictures. The setting was not beautiful. Like, I think it was already pitch black. I mean, it was just a disaster. So it sounds like, and the pictures that I saw were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So much mazel.
Thank you.
This is a very exciting thing. Obviously, you guys will have to pick a date and all that good stuff, but we are so very excited for you. She really is. I love Valentina. My wife loves Valentina. Every time we are with you guys, Lori talks my ear off about how great Valentina is, what a hard worker she is, how smart she is, like everything about her. So you got a you got a good one. Don't screw it up.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I had to seal a deal, right? Because at some point, she's going to wake up and realize what an idiot she's with, right? Like, at some point.
Listen, I've told you, my old general manager in radio used to say, the generosity of women never ceases to amaze. And what Lori must see when I wake up first thing in the morning is truly the most generous of generosity that any woman could bestow upon a man. So there you go. Solana is engaged.
Yeah.
We obviously now have a wedding to all look forward to. Last time one of my producers got married, that was Eric Valero. I gave him a huge wedding gift, and he promptly left the show. So I will not make that mistake again. You will get a very cheap gift, so you will not have any reason to leave the show.
Perfect. You'll still be at table 20, though.
Yeah.
You'll still be at table
19. Table 19. We're used to it.
Hawk Crowder and I were literally outside the reception area. We were out.
Yeah, I was watching the dance floor with binoculars. I think they're doing slow dances now. Anyway, mazel mazel. We'll talk more about it today. In fact, Mike Cugno, who I consider a member of the show, is going to be here this hour, and he can give you his marriage advice. I've been married 26 years.
Wow.
So I can bestow a little wisdom upon you if you so desire. But very happy for you. Let's get headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour with the newly engaged Alejandro Solana, who growing up as a little girl always dreamed of asking his bride-to-be to marry him over this plaza in Italy, as all little girls dream about their engagement and wedding day.
Yeah. Hey, don't be mad because I outdid you. All right, Hawk?
Oh, everyone outdid me. If I ever had a mulligan in life, it was the engagement. I didn't ask her parents for permission in advance. I didn't do it because I know you did all that.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of that.
Really? That shocks me because you're – like you're very strict about some things, you know, like doing things the proper way.
Yeah. That not one of them.
On a cruise at halftime of Monday Night Football, huh?
Yeah.
All
yeah. Right. Yeah. All
right. That's a choice, brother. That's a choice.
It was a choice. Yeah. It was a choice.
I didn't know that, by the way. Jimmy, did you know? I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and it's so unlike me because I do like pomp and circumstance and a show, and I like to make myself part of the show.
Right.
And I don't know. I think I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that proposal was 100% about me. I mean, I look like the badass there,
You look great. Yeah. It's a great coat you're wearing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah.
You're all done up. I mean, you are gonna be the belle of the ball.
Yeah. All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Disclaimer, I've been out of the country for an entire week. I wasn't using my phone. I wasn't scrolling through Twitter. And if I miss headlines or these are wrong, I'm still drunk off wine and Aperol Spritz. So, you know, get your headlines somewhere else if you really care that much.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, let's get to the pressing news. The Panthers lost to the Hurricanes 1-0 last night. So it ends a 6-game losing streak. I didn't watch it. I did watch the highlights, though, Hawk. They kind of outskated.
Six-game winning streak, excuse me.
I told you. This is going to be a disaster today. They outskated
through it.
They outskated the Canes, though, yesterday, right?
It was an unbelievable game. And the fact that they lost that game with 18 seconds left on the clock was just a shanda. I mean, I just sat there staring at the TV. I couldn't believe the way that it ended.
They host Buffalo tomorrow, first of three straight at home, Amerant Bank Arena, 6 p.m. puck drop.
All right.
As Hawk mentioned, the Heat are at the Pelicans tonight, first of four straight out on the West Coast, first game back from the All-Star break. DeLon Wright had his first practice with the Heat yesterday. He said it was a no-brainer to join Miami. Rozier and Jay Rich are both with the team.
All right, good news.
Rozier's definitely not playing tonight. Jay Rich is not playing tonight either. But Spo did say that one of those guys could return at some point on this trip. He wouldn't specify who. All the media members at practice were kind of hinting at it being Rozier because he looks like he's moving well, just walking around the facility. Jimmy is back with the team. Hero is a game-time decision.
All right, very good.
All right, rest of your local headlines. We actually have a ton of sports this weekend in South Florida. Canes hoops tomorrow. They host Georgia Tech at 4. The Marlins open up their spring training schedule tomorrow. 105 versus the Cardinals. Canes baseball, they're back in action this weekend. 3-game series versus Long Island University. First pitch is at 7, and we'll get into the brand new milkshake that is available at Mark Light Stadium.
So Mark Light Shakes, they do a themed milkshake for the visiting team every time. Well, this team is in from Long Island. Mm-hmm. Long Island.
Long Island.
So Lox and Bagels, Long Island.
Yeah.
So Lox and Bagels is appropriate because of Long Island. New Yorkers love to say it. Long Island.
Long Island.
And so they're making a Lox and Bagels milkshake, which actually has some lox blended into the ice cream, but also on top of the ice cream, kind of the way they do those Bloody Marys, there's a bagel with a schmear, lox over it, and then a sprinkle of the everything seasoning.
Everything bagel milkshake with lox and cream cheese. And listen, I hope that the Mark Like milkshakes brought in the water, because, you know, these New Yorkers, it's in the water. It's all in the water.
I've had a lox and bagel milkshake before. The water's all wrong here.
Bunch of bums.
I just spent the week with them.
Canes women's basketball, they lost to Virginia on the road last night. They play at Clemson on Sunday. And Inter Miami, after opening up their season with a dubski, a little Lionel Messi assist, a little Luis Suarez assist as well, they'll play at the LA Galaxy Sunday at 8:30 p.m.
All right, very good.
And then finally, this just broke about an hour and a half ago, Hawk. I don't know if you saw, the NFL salary cap is set. Record-breaking, $255.5 million. That's up more than $30 million from last year's cap number. And I from what I had read, like, this was way more than the estimates.
That is correct. I saw Clay Ferreiro tweet out something along the lines of, hey, this might be why you're hearing about optimism of the Dolphins being able to sign Christian Wilkins with no problem, because now there is all this extra money to play with.
Yeah, that's huge. Chris Greer hyped right now. Super hyped. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Who's happier right now, Chris Greer or Valentina Leon?
It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. The problem is Chris Greer, you know, he gets to sign Christian Wilkins. He gets to, you know, throw the bag at Tua Tagovailoa. Valentina, all she gets is me. That's tough.
But she signed a lifetime deal.
Yeah, she did. Supermax. I got the Supermax.
Supermax.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com.
Talked about this?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, we did talk about it. I don't think she is. And I
really?
I don't care about that, you know? I don't care about that.
Well, this is doomed.
Huh? You said something?
She's not going to take your last name?
I don't think so. I think she likes her last name.
This ain't going to last.
Huh? You said something? What was that?
Probably a good idea, I guess.
Nah, she likes your last name. That's fine, though. You know, that's fine. That's fine. My second wife, she'll take my last name.
Hey!
Free consultations 24/7, 866-954 more. Partly cloudy, a little rainy. Yeah. All right. That's your weather.
All right. Very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.